Welcome back to Poor Man's ASMR Podcast. I'm here today with my co-hosts and sleep experts, Jake and Duncan.
Snip, snip.
Today, we're going to take you into a world of magical mystery. Jake, Duncan, would you like to say a few words about how you got into ASMR?
Duncan, would you like to SM before I AR?
Sure.
BD before you SM.
So, I became an ASM artist when I realized that I really loved the idea of people being forced to listen to me whisper.
That's incredible, Duncan. I got into ASMR when... I got into ASMR when I learned the power of...
volume.
Changed my life.
Now, something that listeners often ask us sleep experts is, what does ASMR actually stand for? I get a lot of confusing answers. Would one of you like to just put it on record as what it actually stands for?
So the A stands for A, like A.
The S stands for sibilant.
The M stands for mouthful.
The R stands for wrist. A sibilant mouthful of risk.
Very good. Today we'll be looking at different ASMR, classic ASMR sounds, and just talk a little bit about the history behind them. They often put me to sleep when I listen to them. So to start with, we have the fire making sounds of rubbing two pieces of wood together.
But honestly, Ari, that sounded like straight fire.
I mean, I definitely have wood now, so my favorite is the sounds of the ocean. Splish, splosh. So, dear listener, ignore the two men laughing in your left and right ear and come with me on a journey to the ocean, to the beach. You're not wearing shoes. You think to yourself, where did I put my shoes? Did I leave them in the car? What was that? Did that bird take my shoes? Oh. Is that another louder bird? Shoes. What are shoes? More bird sounds. This isn't a very original beach, you think to yourself. You lay down. Your naked body pressed up against the coral reefs.
Ow.
I think, was that me? Did I just hurt my bum on the coral reefs? It was you.
Okay, now I've put our entire audience to sleep.
Oh, nice. So now we can talk about what we really want.
So, aliens. Another often used ASMR sound that you'll hear if you spend a little bit too long on YouTube is the sound of scissors snipping. Now we all know what that sound represents. It represents chopping up your credit card. It represents chopping up
your MasterCard,
your Visa card,
yeah. Debit card,
your driver's license.
It's a big FU to capitalism.
Snip, snip, capitalist overlords.
And more than that, it represents what you may hear at a few hospitals as 50-year-old men get vasectomies. That's it. No more little Billy. No more little Jane. They're gone. Think about how much happier your life will be
without your already existent children that are somehow eliminated by vasectomy.
It's a retroactive vasectomy. Yeah.
It's the power of sound.
Sound. And the third classic ASMR sound is the sound of fingers tracking across the microphone.
That's so gross, Duncan.
He literally just talked about fucking snipping balls. You're like, that's gross. You have a weird set of priorities, Jake.
It's just, you know, one of those things that makes me, you know, like, oh. Like, I have balls, you know? I'm used to that.
But me just doing...
Don't.
Just checking. Just checking. We've established we're not going to do that anymore.
Now, we're going to move on to the quickfire round for our ASMR guests. I'm going to play another sort of little bit out there ASMR sound. And I'm going to get my guests to try and guess what it is.
Okay.
So, starting with the first sound.
I think that's the sound of a tummy rumbling. Ari, is what that sound is?
That's the sound of a nice, cool Bud Light. Lime with Corona on the rocks.
Oh. All right. Well, well done, team. You were both terribly, terribly wrong. Listener at home, what do you think it was? You're also incredibly, incredibly wrong. It was actually the sound of an attack helicopter.
Soothing sounds. The chopper.
And if you listen very closely, you can hear three people who think they're worth listening to. Do you hear it?
Hi.
There's one now.
Second question. What is the sound?
Yay!
Duncan, what do you think that sound is?
That sound is more of an emotion. It's the feeling of getting to sleep after a long day, working, traveling, etc. It's the feeling of coming home after raiding other countries. It's the feeling of your first breath, after trying to autoerotically asphyxiate yourself. It's relief.
I was going to say an anime teenager discovering their bodies for the first time. That works too. It's the same thing.
And final round. What is the sound?
That's something you just did with your mouth.
Yeah, I saw that with my eyes. My ear eyes of the mind.
Well done, boys. That's it for today's ASMR Poor Man's Podcast. I hope you were falling asleep to this and we kept you up, or you were struggling to get to sleep and we put you to sleep. You know, some combination of the two.
Oh, you were asleep the whole time.
Good night.
Sleep tight, sweet prince.
Monarchy. Gotta keep that one in.
Fucking Thai food, man.